third temple of the lepers appearing to him. And the lepers just next to them, just second, an altar. One day, younger, rather under bodies, a yellowish golden color, just like the temple flower. Next to a cook, known as Thunderstacker in his prayer, one of his verses, claiming that he's been instructed by the spiritual master in the original forms. The Jew first goes to Champapalata and then how to cook. And Champapalata is especially expert at making kheer, sweet rice. So he's instructed to deep boil down the milk for her to make her kheer. And when you drink from that, how to make this kheer, and you can also start to make kheer for Radhani. In Radhapur, Champapalata has a beautiful cornage, which is golden colored, yellow and golden. Everything in that cornage, trees, tables, seats. She has a fantastic kitchen there, where along with the lady, who is also very expert cook. They cook the midday meal for Radhanish. Actually, we've seen the Bhogati, because by Sadhana Bhakti we offer the Bhogati in the middle of the day. But actually that description which is there is actually cooked for Krishna and Kapha boys, Nanda Maharaj and others, by Radharani and her assistants like Yashoda and Rohini, early in the morning. And they take their meal before they set off to the cows out of the day. But in the middle of the day, about the middle of the day, then Champapalata arrived in the day and their assistants say, cook in the kitchen, Champapalata, which is in her cornage, which is also completely gold. Everything there is gold. And Radhani, when she wants to hide, she puts on clothes of golden color, and her body is actually a very golden color, but she has a little gold chip, which is a pigment taken from Kalinga, which is a yellowish color. She adds that to her golden horn. Then nobody can see her there. So even if the elders come by, especially their teacher, they can't see her there. And sometimes she wants to overhear the secret talks between Radharani and other gopis. She takes some form of wonder and listens to it intently to their descriptions. Champapalata, she has a special forest at the Vilabha, where she grows a forest of champa flowers. She looked after by some of her assistants, and she grows champa flowers there. And every day she makes beautiful garlands and decoration of flowers. And that place is manifested here in Navadvipa, is known as Champahati. That place is considered known to me as that same forest which is in the Kadira Valley of Vrindavan Station, Kadira Valley. Champapalata manifested in Brahmas as Radhava Pandit and wrote Bhakti Ratna Prakash, which seems to encourage the development of Dhyana and the practicing of all of the rituals, but slowly develops and points out that actually the only ritual which is necessary is to surrender unto that dragon. That book is considered a very important book to be made to affect Krishna consciousness, and should be certainly read when one is advanced to a sufficient stage of spontaneous devotion. And popular addiction is very easy. Family planning addiction, interfering, wonderful dishes for their satisfaction. And she also helps to look after the gardens to make them very beautiful for other Krishna's satisfaction. And she's very middle. All of the associates, all the devotees, suffix of Radharani are leaning to the left side, so to say, of being somewhat independent lovers of Krishna, rather than the mood on the right side, which is headed by some Radharanis, where they're in a very, very suffix. But Champakalata, of those persons who are on the left, camp is somewhat suffused. And so she encouraged Radharani when her disputes that, no, you should slowly do. But still, she also acts as a messenger between Radharani and Krishna due to her mood of encouraging Radharani. And she tries to mediate between them. Radharani, being very bold in her mood of love to Krishna, which Krishna very much appreciates, she argues with Krishna quite often and refuses to associate with him, declaring that he is just a rascal who wishes to exploit her. On one occasion, Radharani told Champakalata, there's no way I'm going to. Krishna sent a message from Champakalata, the Lord, please let me know where we're going to meet this afternoon. And Radharani told Champakalata, no way am I going to meet that rascal. He's a liar, he cheats me all the time, goes with other girls. So then Champakalata took the message back to Krishna that Radharani considered she a cheater and there's no way that she'll meet you today at the Kadamba forest close to Radharani. So in this way she actually told her where she moved. So Champakalata was very clever, like this, bringing Radharani and Krishna together and solving their arguments. So in this indirect way, she told Krishna that Radharani would come to the Kadamba forest in the Govardhan. So this is the mood of Champakalata. And this cooking, well, this is a way to bring together. One sits down for a nice meal and become very happy with each other. But Champakalata's mood is, yes, very much to the left, as Radharani's mood is, but she's also very much submissive and wants to be very submissive to the lover. So she brings Radharani, she tries to bring Radharani and Krishna together with them. Whereas if you take something like Lalita, she's very bold and chastises Krishna very strongly in favor of it. Radharani. So all these moods are necessary for the leader to work, otherwise Radharani and Krishna never come together. So all together with these moods work together to satisfy Radharani and Krishna. And as one advances into the spiritual world, one takes shelter of one of the eternal assistance of Radharani and Krishna, Vorrei quindi tu sapienza di mangiare o di sapere se caso vuoi essere in un momento ultimamente di desire of all of these personalities is to satisfy that function. And this is the Vrindavan. But one who advances to take shelter of one of the eternal devotees there, and due to his liking of that mood of devotion, then he becomes more and more. But he will start to develop a mood similar to those persons. It won't become exactly the same. That is my life and philosophy. It never become Nanda Maharaj. It never become the soul or the Buddha, the Shakya, Champa. It will develop a similar mood. Because we're an individual, then our mood will just be a little different as we develop it more and more by the grace. And it's all of these moods of devotion to God and mission which brings about the great pleasure of the mission. It's right. Every living entity is eternally individual, eternally independent, and has the eternal right to serve Krishna. We should never think that, oh, that place, so many devotees already there, where will I fit in, how will Krishna know this living? Everyone is devotion. She is quite capable. And that's why we see when we pass that to manifest in the material world, we see Krishna expanding himself into the gopis, expanding himself into the cowboys. Just to let us know. But then in the spiritual world, it is done in a different way. It's inconceivable to us how Krishna is able to associate each one. There's no problem. Vrindadev and Purnamas, Yogamaya and Vida Shakti, they take care of the individuals. You can't keep it perfect. And as one becomes more and more advanced, they get more pleasure by being a servant